أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم إن الله بصير بالعباد وبه نستعين السلام عليكم and welcome dear friends and families to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is such a blessing to be here together on this auspicious Thursday night, together here reciting the Dua Kumal, increasing our spirituality, and mashallah, being together in this humble yet beautiful gathering. We do humbly request and the brothers and sisters to remember all of the oppressed Muslims across the world, whether it is Yemen or Syria or Kashmir, Pakistan, Iraq, of course the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is under excruciating financial and medical sanctions. All of the oppressed, the Palestinian brothers and sisters, on a daily basis are facing the aggression of the Zionist regime, and even our Muslim brothers and sisters in Azerbaijan. We will be making an announcement about Azerbaijan a little bit later on in the program. Also, please remember our brothers, Muzammil Zaidi and Asim Naqvi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them and free them from the troubles that they are facing. And also, please remember all of those who are sick and ailing across the Muslim world, amongst your families, amongst our families, and especially a quick recovery for Brother Imran in Pakistan, who is quite ill. May Allah give him a quick and complete recovery. One of our fellow scholars by the name of Sheikh Taleh Bakirzadeh. He is not only a religious scholar, he was also a student in the Hoza of Qom. He currently is in Azerbaijan. Of course, he's Azerbaijani. He's also the leader of Azerbaijan's movement for Muslim unity. He has recently gone on a hunger strike. And this hunger strike that he has gone on also happens to be while he is in prison. So he's a religious scholar. He's the leader of Azerbaijan's movement for Muslim unity. He has gone on a hunger strike, which has now lasted a few days. The hunger strike is titled Strike Until Martyrdom. So what he has said is that he will continue this hunger strike until his requests and his demands are met. Otherwise, he will face martyrdom. Now, this hunger strike that Sheikh Taleh Bakirzadeh has gone is in response to some profane, disturbing, and inappropriate comments that were made against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, by official agents in the Ministry of Internal Affairs of Azerbaijan. So government officials made certain comments to these individuals. Sheikh Taleh Bakirzadeh found out about these comments, and in response to these comments which were made against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet and the sanctities of Islam, he decided to go on a hunger strike until Shahada. It is interesting, other Muslim activists have also joined this hunger strike, and these Muslim activists are youth. Some of them are students from the Hoza who have decided to go on hunger strike because of these comments that were made against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet Muhammad. What's interesting, or rather what's unfortunate, is that they had gone to a court hearing. After the court hearing, the intelligence services picked them up, and according to news reports, they severely beat them with batons, with kicks, and then started to use profane language and said profane comments against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of these youth and these students who were being beaten by batons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help every single one of them. May the demands and the requests of Sheikh Taleh, Bakir Zadeh be accepted. And all he is saying is that the government take back these comments that were made. This is all he's requesting, that the government say that these comments that were made against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet should be taken back. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq to the government to understand the mistake that has occurred and to find a way to make amends. Another unfortunate thing is that this Agha Sheikh Bakir Zadeh, in 2016, because of his activities as leader of Azerbaijan's Muslim movement for Muslim unity, in 2016, he was imprisoned to life. He was imprisoned for life, and now with these new developments, he has gone on hunger strike. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them, help all the Muslims in Azerbaijan, help all the Shias in Azerbaijan. If you don't know, Azerbaijan is a country which is overwhelmingly a majority of Shia Muslims. But the government, to say the least, is not a pro-Shia government, to say the least. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them all.